In its early days, hip-hop was confined to New York. Well, today it's gone global. An example is rapper Wong Xiaolei. Wong Xiaolei is one of the people you'll meet tonight on the public TV series Frontline. This program is called Young and Restless in China. Wong Xiaolei is young and restless, but hip-hop has provided him with an outlet.
Hip-hop empowered me because I can identify with some of those black people in America. We don't have a good life, but we have to stay optimistic.
Wong Xiaolei has reason to be optimistic, at least about his career. He's becoming a player himself in Chinese hip-hop. From Beijing, the world's Mary Kay Magstead has today's global hit.
It's not hard to pick out Wong Xiaolei as he strolls up to meet me by a lake in the city. He's got a rangy walk, sagging jeans, a little silver bling on his wrists and fingers, and a baseball cap turned backwards. On his neck is a big tattoo with the Chinese character Si.
叫四的话, 在英文里面是 wild, crazy wild的意思, 放四四,
it means crazy, restless, not afraid of anything.
不用, 无所顾忌, 就这种意思,
it means I don't need to think too much, don't need to think about too many regulations.
Free.
I try to be free.
There's also the fact that the character Si sounds like the English word sir, and Wong performs under the name MC Sir, or more recently, China Sir. He likes the idea that his music can bring a taste of China to the hip-hop world. Hey, what's up, baby? 不怪这世界到底哪里出了错,因为我活着不想把精彩错过,美国没去过,跑车没坐过,空气没穿过,美女没有爱。 This is Wong's swipe at Chinese materialism. He raps, I haven't been to America, haven't cruised in a sports car, haven't worn Gucci or loved a beautiful girl, I haven't lived in a mansion or drunk fine wine. Don't kid yourself. You want this too. What Wong has now is a cramped room in a ramshackle courtyard house. The room is a bit of a mess. He says it's because he doesn't have a girlfriend. There's a bunk bed with clothes piled high on the top bunk. There are a couple of cabinets, bins of CDs, and an impressive computer, microphone, and mixing board next to the bed. It seems he could afford a nicer place, but he says this is a choice he's made.
对，生活好了以后，我现在我觉得住这里很便宜。
It's cheap to live here, and renting a bigger place would be expensive. For now, I'd rather spend my money on music and other things.
Wong records some of his tracks here in his room. Just a day ago, he says, he met a Taiwanese rapper online. They listened to each other's music, liked it, and promptly did this piece together. La 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 la, like this. La 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 la, like that. La 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 la, like this. La 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 la, like this. 表情说话模样，当然有很多时候我会我的表达，感觉让你很悲伤。你说说看，是不是光靠文字？Each recorded his own part and sent it to the other via the internet to be mixed. 过去怎么样？怎么样？怎么样？怎么样？This is a song about longing for a lost love. It's catchy. But I ask Wong what happened to the alienation and sharp social commentary in his earlier work.
It's hard to say. Sometimes, when I was younger, I'd feel angry and say so. And afterwards, I'd forget about it. If you're standing in the street, you can see many things that could make you angry. But if you don't think about it too much, it's okay.
There's a Buddhist poem I like that goes, the heart of a human is like a clear mirror. You must always remember to wipe it and not let dirt curb its bright nature. Actually, in the past half year, I've realized that much of the anger I felt was just created by myself.
Some of Wong's earlier anger came from his parents' divorce when he was a kid, from growing up poor with his grandpa in a small town in Hunan province. Wong was looked down on as a teenager by those who were better off. He says hip-hop gave him an outlet for his sadness and frustration. He moved to Beijing at age 15 to try to make it as a hip-hop artist. He did odd jobs, performed when he could, and wrote this song about life in the big city.
¶¶
Long raps about cold rooms and cold faces, about lies told and personas transformed. He says serve the people is now just a slogan, and the pure of heart are hard to find. That was a decade ago. I ask Wang if he's still critical of how China is developing.
Actually, honestly, it's not good for me to judge anything. Because after all, China is so big, and there are so many people. It's very difficult to manage, and I think it's not easy for China to be the way it is right now. So I still support my government, and I'm not very rebellious. I am dissatisfied with some people I meet in society, some people I see, but I'm not dissatisfied with our government.
After all, Wang says, there are good things about how China is developing. Some people are making their fortunes almost overnight, just not him. Not yet. But he's got plans. His first CD comes out later this year. He started a recording label and has sold it to a Taiwanese company. He wants to start another. He looks to rapper Jay-Z as a model of where he'd like to be in a few years. Meanwhile, Wang says he's trying to give Chinese hip-hop more of a Chinese flavor. In this piece, he sneaks in a sly salute to Taoism. Wang says it's not that he's jumping on some nationalistic bandwagon by focusing on things Chinese. It's just that after years of absorbing Western hip-hop culture, he has come to embrace who he is, where he is. Chinese in China at a time of change. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing. You can find photos of Wang Xiaolei in his home recording studio at theworld.org. Our Boston team includes Christine Allington, Stephen Snyder, and Mary Lou Ward. And in London are Matthew XL, Fiona Cameron, and Alex Collins. The World's engineers are Ray Fallon, Robin Moore, Robert O'Connell, and Mike Wilkins, with web and tech support from Malcolm Harvey, Catherine Murphy, and Michael Rass. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Join us tomorrow for another Spin of the World.
受惯点跟我学一点仙术给你一本仙术和把仙一样走仙路和像一杯酒灌的叫做仙路成仙人仙路为主再一本仙人掌那叫什么那叫仙人中术阴阳五行和八阵图我却精全木还缺水火土炼仙丹点仙路飘仙仙人们在跳舞水仙枯水不服血仙